Hello. I just thought to do a few booze this morning, today. It's a bit grim outside. A bit wet, a bit overcast, a bit grim. But I'm sort of keeping myself nice and warm next to the heater on my laptop, on my dongle, going at super HSPDA speeds. Which is rare because normally I only manage to get a very weak EVDO or edge connection, not EVDO. My chairs have come from the YMCA this morning. They're quite strange, quite quirky. That's why I like them. They were just saw them. They've literally just come in, and they've got like these low backs on them, if you like. But they've got a weird angle to them. And my mother suggested that we should put some chairs either side of the cabinet. And it looks pretty good. I need to tidy all the cabinet up because it's full of crap and it's got stuff all over it. But I've posted a couple of pictures on my blog. And I'll put a little picture with it as well of the chair. What else? Just had nice little interaction with Bose. Bose. I have a Bose Soundop, which is it's really nice. iPod Touch and iPhone, although it doesn't support the iPhone, but I'll get onto that in a minute. Audio devices, sort of. Bose are really good quality, and you just drop it in, and it's. It's the basic. It's got a minus and a plus for volume. That's it. And incredible sound, incredible size, really incredible sound for the size. But one of the problems with it for the Soundock One, which is what I've got, is that it doesn't charge the iPhone, and it also suggests that you turn it into airplane mode, so nobody can call you, which is a bit of a pain. Not a major pain, but a little bit of a pain. And I put that on Twitter, and literally 10 minutes later, I had Bose support or Bose somebody, I can't remember who it was now, follow me and sent me a message saying if you follow us back. And then they DM me and said about various service options, which I thought was really cool. But it also got me remembering that I'd seen a cable somewhere, and it's over on Cable Jive. They do this sound dock cable. Instead of dropping in your iPhone, you literally just plug in this connector, which is very similar to the iPhone or iPod connector, and then you run the cable off straight to your output or input, should I say, so your laptop, for instance, and then you play the music directly into your sound dock, which is really cool. But they're quite expensive for what they are, $40, which I think is a little bit pricey, but I guess it's all the circuitry and everything else that goes into the connector, like it would be on the iTouch or iPhone. I was a little bit cheeky and said, "Well, if you've got a spare iTouch knocking about, that'd be great because then I can just have my phone on as well." But that's one of the other solutions. The problem is, I've been on Cable Jive's site, and they have loads of other little bits and pieces that I'd really like as well. I've got like a line out iPhone connector where you just literally put it in the bottom and then feed it into your amp or something like that, and play it straight direct into your amp from the line out instead of the headphone out, which is nice. And they've also got these little things called eye stubs, which are really short charging cables instead of having big massive cables, which for somebody travelling about, mobile media making a perfect, I think they're $8, something like that. Okay, I'm gonna head upstairs. I seem to have acquired a cold from somewhere. I don't know where that's come from. Really pleased with the progress of the house. We're doing some more on Wednesday. And I've just posted a few bits and pieces to my blog this morning. I'm looking for some high back chairs, very similar to the ones that were in the scene in The Matrix where Neo and Morpheus are sitting opposite each other. I know it's geeky, but I really like those leather high back studded chairs. I really like the feel of them. I've sat in some before next to an open fire and thought, yes, this is really comfortable. And my mother bought me an Italian table the other week, which is just in immaculate condition, and I can just imagine it between these two chairs in front of a wood-burning heater. That's my vision, and that's what I'm going to achieve in this house. Other than that, like I said, a very grim day, just trying to keep myself busy today. I've got a few things that I need to do via bills and stuff, but I'm trying to put that off because I didn't get much sleep last night because Ella's got this cough, and she's a little bit sort of under the weather herself. But we'll see how it goes. I might have a little kip on the old sumo beanbag in a bit. Media camp was fantastic this weekend. I've got a load of band music clips that I need to pull together into a blog post. I think I'm probably going to do them separately. And I've also wrote a blog post yesterday or the day before. I think it was yesterday, actually, yesterday morning, at CJ and Dan's over in Nottingham about what's next for the studio, what we need next. And after seeing a few people at Media Camp talking about communities, it sort of refueled the idea about the Cradle Point stuff. There's two things I want to do with the Cradle Point stuff. One is get an unofficial users group so we can all be talking about them. So, you know, what's good, what's bad, what needs fixing, what's simple, what's advanced. Where they're using it more than anything, that's what I want to see. I'd like to see a lot more mobility ideas come up. There's a load of features in there that are not being used yet that I don't use, the GPS, for instance. And the second thing would be to enable local communities with them. So people who have regular meetings but don't, you know, broadcast it or talk about it on the internet. That would be something that I'm really looking forward to doing. I had a really good contact as well for over in Nottingham to go and see them for a day, talk to them about what we can do. So I'm going to email them shortly and see if we can chase that up. I'm pretty poor this week. I've got about £7 or £8 until the end of the week, so I can't really travel anywhere this week. I can't go over to Birmingham or back over to Nottingham. Those are the breaks this week, I guess. Just some weeks are worse than others. Because I went away, I had to sign off and then I had to sign on again. And, you know, it's put a bit of a gap in between. So I'm in poor mode. That's it, really. I just wanted a rant. I just wanted to get it off my chest. And probably going to have a coffee or a tea now. And relax a bit.